where I remain celibate, and it's the country in the world where nobody else remains celibate because I am a superior being to most humans. Some child is outside enjoying their life, playing with toys and smiling in the sunshine and having fun. I hate happiness. I hate happy children. Anyway, you're all losers. We've discussed this before. I'm the king of the world. And I am the only man who goes to Thailand without fucking Thai girls. I've been to Thailand 15 times maybe when I was fighting. I lived there for almost a year. I know Thailand inside out. And I have never slept with a Thai girl in my life, ever. Never once. I've never slept with a Thai girl because they're fucking ugly. And on top of being ugly, they're whores. And why would I want to fuck an ugly girl who everyone can fuck? How can you sleep with a girl when you get to walk around and see all the other men who have probably fucked her? It's disgusting, it's repulsive, it's extremely unattractive. But most of you losers think with your dick. You go there anyway, you get a little bit drunk, and you pay money. Oh, yeah, I have sex, I get to have sex. It's embarrassing. Sex is more than just getting your dick wet. Sex is about the woman adoring you and respecting your physical prowess. That's what it's about. I'm not paying some bitch. I've never paid for sex in my life. Never in my life have I ever paid a female to like me. And I will certainly never start with a fucking ugly Thai chick. When I was in Thailand, the only girls you see which are of acceptable standard are the tourists. Tourists from Russia or Ukraine, because Russian and Ukrainian girls are pretty good looking. But even then, they're not at the same quality they would be in Moscow. If you meet a girl from Moscow in Thailand, her manicure is not on point, she hasn't got a dress on, she's not wearing heels. Like, if I want a Russian girl, I'll go to Moscow. Why the fuck I want to go to Thailand and wait for some tourists to turn up? It's bullshit. Thailand's bullshit. But dudes still go there, and dudes love the place. I love Thailand because it's the only place they can fucking get some female adoration for their tiny budget. Because most of you dudes are not only losers and shit with women, you're also fucking broke. So you add that all together and you combine it, and ta-da, Thailand's the perfect combination. $20 hooker bullshit. I am the most celibate man in Thailand. I'm sure I'm the only man who's ever lived in Thailand and gone weeks without fucking. I must be the only man who's ever done it. Every other man I ever know who's ever gone has fucked Thai girls. And they're all like, oh, it's just fun. Or they lie and go, oh, well, I fucked a Thai girl, but she's not a prostitute. Shut up. Fucking shut up. They're all prostitutes. They ain't fucking you if they're not a prostitute, you fucking worm. You're a loser. I actually like Thailand as a country. I'm not shitting on Thailand. I don't mind it as a place. The only problem with Thailand is the people who go there. My problem with Thailand is it's full of fucking foreign losers. Thailand is such a unique place, whereas people think they go there and they change somehow. Like, if I go to Spain, I don't come back and pretend I'm a new person. But when people go to Thailand, they come back, oh, I learned so much about myself. And, you know, it was like I went to the Buddha and I got blessed. The Buddha doesn't give a fuck about you. If that kid doesn't stop having fun. Buckle the fuck up. This is the smartest thing you've ever done. This is going to be about business. Everything I know about making money. Nobody goes to university and leaves knowing how to get rich. And if you look at all the richest people in the world or all the most successful people, they'll say, I didn't go to school. Or I quit university. I dropped out. Because you're not learning anything about getting rich. I don't know about you. All I ever want to do is get rich. I didn't give a fuck if I got rich breaking rocks or got rich being a professional fighter. I didn't care. I want money. Congratulations, you're about to learn. This is No Nonsense, No Fluff, the hardest hitting presentation given by a multimillionaire on how to make money in history. We're cutting the garbage, we're getting down to it. 100 business lessons I've learned across my business career. Your worldview is about to change forever. Hold on tight, we're about to get rich. Right here, Hustlers University. Middle of my tape speeches. Buddha doesn't give a fuck about you. Buddha doesn't care. The priest, how many stupid bimbo, backpacking, broke-ass, nomad losers have walked up to the priest and said, bless me, and him just go, 1,000 a day? You think he'd even remember your face? You think if you got cancer, he'd give a solitary shit? He doesn't care about you. He ain't blessed you with nothing. He just wants the fucking donation. He wants something in the tip jar. You probably didn't even leave a tip because you're a tight ass. These people don't care about you. You're a fucking payday to them. And you're gonna sit there and pretend you learned something. You didn't learn a motherfucking thing. You are the same geek when you come back from Thailand that you were when you fucking landed. You didn't learn anything. And I can't stand people who go there for a variety of reasons. One is the whole spiritual bullshit. Two is the fact that every dude can't resist banging fucking ugly ass chicks because they're not hot. They really aren't. And a caveat to that is that Thailand especially Bangkok, isn't poor. Bangkok is a very rich city full of millionaires. If you're like a 9 or a 10, if you're a Thai girl and you're legitimately hot and you decide you want to be a prostitute, you're going to be fucking millionaire Thai guys. You're not fucking some Western dude for 20 bucks. You're not doing that. So that's how I know you only bang 4s and 5s, because they're the only ones who are going to fuck some Western dude for your fucking budget. Next thing I can't say about Thailand is how tight and stingy everyone is. Everyone's so fucking broke there. Everyone goes Thailand backpacking and thinks that the number one goal is to, it's not the quality of travel, it's the quantity of travel. Make it last as long as humanly possible. Delay, delay, delay. Be a little fucking tight ass and save every penny and just long it out. This is a God's honest true story. Koh Samui, Thailand, it was about 100 degrees outside, 30 degrees, let's say, Celsius. There's a woman with a fucking stick and two baskets full of water walking along the beach, a 60-year-old woman walking on the beach with water. And I was standing there and I went up to buy some water, and these two fucking bitches, these two chicks from fucking Canada, I think they were, come up to her and go, how much is the water? I can't remember what she said, 20 baht or something. Oh, and if we buy three, can we have three for 50 baht? And I turned and said, you're gonna fucking haggle with an old lady carrying water in the hot sun over 10 fucking baht? That's like fucking 30 cents, 30p. You're gonna haggle with an old lady carrying more than you could probably fucking lift in the hot sun up and down the beach? You're gonna haggle her for water? What the fuck is wrong with you? And I said that, and these two girls were like, and walked off all like, oh, like I was the crazy one. What the fuck is wrong with people? Give the woman her fucking money. You're gonna go to Thailand and you're gonna fucking haggle the locals over 10 cents in the hot sun so you can delay your trip and extend it as long as possible to update posts about how spiritual and how much you've learned and how much you love the local people and how good a person you are. You're a fucking dickhead. You're a moron. Pay the fucking fee. I gave her 100 baht for one bottle of water. Ta-da, tip. Because I don't know many grandmas who can walk up and down the fucking beach with 40 kilos of water on their back. Everyone who goes traveling in Thailand is a fucking dickhead. They're either a stingy ass moron, they're some spiritual ass hippie bullshit, or they're there drinking whiskey and fucking a bunch of threes who got hepatitis. The whole place is a beautiful country, and Thai people as a whole are quite nice. They're extremely accommodating considering the bullshit we do there. And I do enjoy visiting it, but I can't stand the Westerners who turn up. When I go to Thailand, I'm celibate, I don't fuck anything, or I import my girl with me. I'll go and I'll fly in two or three of my girlfriends and I'll meet them there. I train every day, I beat the shit out of people, I look at the pretty nature, and then I leave. That's how you enjoy Thailand. Anyone who goes to Thailand and does it any other way other than my way is obviously a failure, because it's my way or the highway. I am the king of earth, and everything I do is correct. If you do it any other way except the exact way I do it, you're a fucking failure.